What is up, everybody, and welcome to my podcast where I interview agents that have made a crossover or move from their previous real estate companies to eXp Realty. It's the fastest growing real estate company in history. It currently sits at over 20,000 agents. Its shares are trading on the NASDAQ and has been able to double its revenue every year since 2015. Today, I have with me Mike Wall. Mike was the number one KW agent in his area. He did 309 transactions in his fourth year in the business and is also a savvy investor. Mike, thanks for joining me, man.
Bro, man, that intro gets me really, really hyped up, man. I'm ready to deliver some value, baby. Thanks for having me on the show.
And thanks for coming, man. We just met, 2 weeks ago now in Orlando at the eXp Summit?
We did, man. We did. And I'll tell you this, man. That was one of the best experiences I've had at a real estate venue since I think I've been in real estate. And certainly one of the best takeaways was obviously the relationship with you.
Awesome, buddy. I appreciate that. And that's why I went down there to jump right into this culture and start building those relationships and see what this company was really all about. And I would also agree it was one of the best conferences, not just real estate conferences, but best events I have ever been to. So, Mike, just tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, man. So my story, I've had a real estate license, believe it or not, since 2002. I actually went into the business back in the day. I got into the business just on a whim as a buyer specialist for one of the top agents in our market. And I worked with him for about 8 years. And everyone knows what happened in 2007, 2008 down here in the States. And certainly, you know, we had a big market crash. And I tried to make it work for as long as I could, but I ended up going into corporate America and working for a company selling copiers and document solutions strategies and software. And I did that for about 5 years and was just absolutely miserable, man. I knew I wanted to get back into real estate. I just didn't know when and I didn't know how. And so what happened in November, actually, it was about November of 2013, is I worked at, it was an outside sales job. So before I went in every day, I would call the expired leads for about an hour. And so I started calling in November. By May of 2014, I had 44 homes listed. And I went to my wife and I said, honey, you know, it's costing me more money to be at my corporate job than it is to be into real estate. And you know, by that time we had some money coming in and she said, quit, you know, just quit. And so, you know, real estate was always my passion. I quit my job. I went into real estate full time, went out and sold 57 houses that first year. Back in real estate full time, and then just leveled up from there, man. So we did the second year. I brought on an admin, did 104 transactions, and then just grew from there. The third year, 187 transactions. The fourth year, 309 transactions. We've done 531 transactions in the last 18 months. So we're rocking and rolling, man.
Dude, that is incredible. To put up, 57 homes your first year back in the business is insane.
Yeah. Stoked. It was definitely like, I can remember back to that time and just being so dialed in. And sometimes I sit and wish, you know, that I could be that guy again and be that dialed in. But I stop and realize I really am that dialed in. I just have a different vision now.
Right. And so you have, you know, you've kind of explained a little bit about where you were before eXp. What would you say has been your experience so far since joining?
Yeah, so I was a KW guy. I started off at a mom and pop and moved to KW, which I think is a natural evolution for most agents. And I loved my time there. I never had anything. I didn't have a bad experience there. I loved it, the company. I thought it was a great model. But, you know, it came down to me. We were supposed to, in fact, we had committed to our regional director to open an office in south of town. We had the space picked out. We had the building picked out. I mean, we were raring to go, man. And then a guy named Jay Kinder, who was a mentor of mine, put this idea about EXP in front of me. And, you know, I'd been approached before, but I just, the agent that approached me before, just didn't have the same credentials or influence that Jay had. And so, you know, I wasn't open-minded about it, and I wished I would have been now, because maybe I could have been the guy that took the idea to Jay instead of Albie, and I'd be buying a McLaren right now, but that's not the case.
I saw that.
But, you know, the reality is I'm here, and so I was a KW guy. We looked at EXP, and we didn't waste a lot of time, man, because I didn't have a lot of time to waste. It was either commit to opening a Keller Williams Market Center or commit to EXP. And what it came down to for me was, ultimately, I thought about what is the best opportunity for my team, because I knew ultimately I was going to step outside of my business. And to do that, I was going to have to rely very heavily on the people that I was surrounded by. And while the move to KW perhaps could have been a very profitable move, it would not have been a profitable move for my team. And I knew long-term, if I was going to be successful for my team, that the best move for my team would be to move to EXP because of the additional revenue stream opportunities through, you know, stock ownership and revenue share. Does that make sense?
That makes total sense. So I want to touch on something a little bit there. So your sponsor is Jay Kinder. That's correct?
Actually, my sponsor is a guy named Andrew Gadosh, who is directly under Jay Kinder. And I think you met Andrew when we were down there.
I've known Andrew for about 4 years, very close friend of his as well. So we're all – what the point I'm getting at, Mike, is that – so my sponsor is Michael Reese, is that we're all relatively intertwined. We know that Jay and Mike founded or co-founded the National Association of Expert Advisors. And I'm certain that it sounds like you had kind of gone under the influence of Andrew and Jay, because you were able to have access to the coaching, the systems, the tools, the culture, the energy they create. Would that be fair to say?
Very fair. Yeah. And as I said early on, Jay was one of the people that I just aligned with right away. Just because, I mean, I don't know, we're a similar age. We have a similar background. And I just connected with Jay. So I think ultimately, you know, when the idea was put in front of me by Jay and those guys at NEA, you know, it made sense for us to make the move.
Right. That's awesome, man. I appreciate you sharing that. So that's kind of why you did join the company. Is there a specific reason, you know, you touched on a couple key points there earlier. Were there other reasons why you joined the company, such as maybe building your business, you know, that agent attraction you jumped on there? What was the big reason for your crossover?
Yeah, there's so many different reasons, Brandon, that we joined EXP. And, you know, I love the fact that there is an infinite opportunity to build passive income through revenue sharing. Not only for me, but for my agents. I love that, you know, you can make life not about your next transaction, but you can really, if you deliver the value, not only to your client base, but to the agent base, using EXP as a platform, then, you know, you have the opportunity to change lives every day, not only the folks on your team, but anywhere in the United States, for people that you've built relationships with. We love the fact that there are no territories with EXP. In other words, we didn't have to apply for office space. It's not like RE/MAX where, you know, you pay $30,000 to put a RE/MAX symbol on the outside of your building, and then you own a specific territory, and then nobody else can come into that territory. And if you wanted to open another one, it's a similar amount of money. In fact, it's more than $30,000. It's $30,000 for the additional satellite office. I think it's the initial investment is much larger than that. And the investment for the KW Market Center was about $250,000. And we can open up, we can literally expand into any city, any state. And, you know, there we have the freedom and flexibility to be able to do that through EXP. So that was a big thing for us, because we're in two markets. We're in Dayton, Ohio. We're also in Cincinnati, Ohio. And, you know, you and I talked about this the other day. The thing that's been really surprising, man, and I probably has moved up to probably the number one spot in terms of why we're here, is the fact that I get to, on a daily basis, weekly basis, monthly basis, tap into people like you, people like Jay Kinder, people like Al Stasic, people like Andrew Gadosh, people like Curtis Johnson, Kyle Whistle, Dan Beer. I mean, you name it. We got all these heavy hitters and literally have all their cell phone numbers. And, you know, the easiest way to grow is through talking to others who have already done it, who have already been there. And so if you can tap into those people, you don't have to make those mistakes, and you get to go from A to Z much quicker than you normally would.
100%. And you had mentioned something that, so I know that you've done an excellent job at attracting, you know, building your team and attracting some phenomenal agents to this company. Where does that stretch across, you know, the nation for you? You said that everybody doesn't have to be local anymore. Where does that kind of stretch for you? Where do you have people?
Florida, Texas, California now, obviously the great state of Ohio here. So we're in all corners of the United States at this point.
Incredible. Isn't that incredible, right? And we just, you know, we just opened up in the UK. We just opened up in Australia. We just opened up three new territories here in Canada. And, you know, we're almost completely open here as well, too. So things are really opening up for this company. It's pretty neat to see it.
It's a great time to be a part of this company, man. And like you said, we've only got 20,000 agents. There's 1.3 million agents, I think I heard earlier today. So the world is our oyster. We literally have the best product to provide the agent base. And so it's up to people like you and I to do podcasts like this to get the message out.
I agree. I honestly can still not believe that this opportunity is here right in front of us right now.
Yep. And you know, it was really... for me, like hearing your story yesterday about, you know, when you first heard about it, you were a little angry, a little disenchanted by the opportunity because of, you, in your mind, you thought there was a lack of culture. And then to learn that it was the complete opposite of that was just, I mean, that was really reassuring, man, because, you know, while that wasn't a deterrent for us, it was never the reason why we came. But I also told you, it, now that's the number one reason why we're here, is because of the culture.
Right. It gets better every day. So if an agent was listening to today's podcast and you could shed some light on your experience as to why it would make sense for them to come over to eXp, what would you tell them?
Yeah. So, I mean, like for me, you know, do you want to continue to sell houses for the rest of your life? Or do you want to set yourself up to be able to take a day off if you want, or take a month off if you want, right? And so, like, I would just ask that you be open-minded to learning about eXp from someone who is truly living eXp, if that makes sense.
It absolutely does. And I mean, I think what you're getting at there, there are some people in eXp, but there's the way that we're evolving within eXp that they really need to see.
Right. Right. Because you, like I said before, I mean, when the idea of eXp was presented to me, the agent that presented it to me didn't sell any homes. They didn't have any influence. They didn't have a great reputation around town. It just took me hearing it the right way from the right person. And so, I would just encourage you, make sure you're getting in touch with someone like Brandon to make sure you're hearing the story the way it's supposed to be told.
Right. Surrounded by the right coaching, the right systems, we can really take this to the next level. So if you were to go back in time and give advice to your future self, what would it be about this company?
I would have joined in 2009.
Yeah. Wouldn't that have been a great time to get in, huh?
Yeah, I would have called Glenn up and said, man, I know you're getting ready to open this company in Bellingham, Washington, and I want to be a part of it, man, because Certainly I would be in a much different financial position now. But, you know, like I said, we're still in our infancy, you know what I mean? And so I am so happy. I'm a builder. I'm just like you, Brandon. I'm a builder, and I want an opportunity to build. KW has been built, right? Coldwell Banker's been built. eXp is literally the best product, and we have an opportunity to build it together. And that's the most exciting thing.
What I really found at the summit a few weeks ago, the shareholder summit, is that you know, I overheard a conversation of two gentlemen that were actually in the same market. Instead of trying to compete against each other, they just said, why don't we just join forces and work together to build this company? And it was an incredible aha moment for me to see what the reality is within this company as opposed to other real estate companies.
Yep. Agreed, man. Agreed. It's just an awesome culture. It's a culture of sharing. It's a culture of abundance. And I think that's why you're seeing our trajectory. I think we went from number 42 to number 4 in 1 year. The number 42 brokerage to the number 4. Think about that, man. There was 600% growth.
I think about that every day, Mike, to be honest with you. I appreciate everything you've done. In closing, man, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years?
Listen, man, I'm just about delivering content just like you are. At this point, I want to get our story out because I think we have a great story to tell that will literally change agents' financial lives forever. And so I think it is our duty to be able to get that message out to the masses. And so I'm really focused on getting content out, not only to help build our great company here at eXp, but also to help agents grow a business that is sustainable, that is profitable, and that is enjoyable.
You got it, man. You couldn't have said it better. So I just want to say, Mike, thank you so much for joining me today. You're a great human. I was blessed to meet you a few weeks ago. I know you're going to be a long-term friend and add an incredible amount of value to my life. So what I want to say, guys, is join the dream team and let's build one big fire. Once you really see it, you can't unsee it. So please visit www.callbrandontown.com to take the confidential partnership survey and to schedule an eXp discovery call. Crush the day.